Well, a lot more focused today. Had a good couple of days with Lovefresh. Well, I had a couple of days off at the weekend, which was the secret. And then started thinking a bit more sensibly about certain things like styling, doing the style sheets for the various pages, excluding the web app, which is, we're not styling yet, we're still coding, but for the blog and the forum, which I've built. And that was loud. And we've been talking to a friend of ours, Matt, who has done artwork for me in the past and is a qualified and skilled graphic designer, typographist. And he's joining us hopefully on his return from South Korea at the end of the summer as our art director, which is really good news. He's already been creating assets for us, and he's chosen our font and the colour scheme and things, and it generally helped us with design all the way. But it's official, and he's a good friend, he's a top fella. So that's exciting. Plus, I've got another friend of mine now doing the style sheet work for us, which is just a much more efficient way of working. There's things I need to be doing, like filing the company documents and stuff, sorting out the blog, writing some blog posts ready for the alpha launch, and you know, concentrating generally on hopefully getting some interest around Lovefresh and going out to meeting food producers, that kind of thing. So yeah, getting my priorities right and just generally making sure that, you know, although I'm well up for plenty of work in developing Lovefresh, I'm not going to let anything get on top of me if it's the case that there's a job that someone else could do that I've been trying to do. Then I'm going to be sensible and quick about making sure it's passed elsewhere to take it off my desk and keep myself doing the important stuff. No point going from one career working for the man to make the man of yourself. So yeah. Anyway, that's positive. The other good thing is talking about sort of company structure and how we're going to work. And we're all used to, when we've all become friends or become better friends through being part of a game community I set up a few years ago. So we're all very much used to using voice comms, talking online, you know, without any kind of Skype type stuff. We've got our own voice server, which we've had running for years. So it's really good. We've got a little office on the voice server now, so we can have nice meetings with as many people as we like there. It takes 40 people, so that's has started. It's a thing I use for gaming, but I don't see why I can't use it for business too. And we are operating a remote office policy. The head office is my house in my house office based in London, where the business will be registered. We've got some tenants there at the minute, but when they move out, we'll be just sort of using it as the business premises. And it's a live work unit. It's ideal. It's well placed. It's in a good location. So as we probably need one or two extra members of staff before we're out of beta, that's what that will be used for, unless we get out of beta a lot quicker than I think we will. What else have I been doing? I've got a kitchen table, which is brilliant. We have Lass can sit and eat at our kitchen table, which we got from a local joiner who basically made it for us out of old timber. It's a reclaimed wood table, so that feels quite nice because, you know, you've not had to chop any trees down to get a nice big chunky piece of wooden furniture for the kitchen, the heart of the house. So, really good. And my vegetables are overly good that I can't keep up with the speed they're cropping at the minute. So that's a bit of a shame. A couple of things have gone over and the chickens have had them, or the composter. And there's a couple of huge slugs have attacked some of my lettuce, but I've cut them out and chucked them. But yeah, it's lovely having been able to walk through the garden and just pick various kind of peas and tomatoes and strawberries and carrots and beetroots. And onions. I don't know what I'm doing with my onions. I've not grown onions before, and I think I'm meant to snap the tops at some point so that they don't put any more energy into the green and they concentrate on the bulb. But yeah, I've not actually got around to looking in my book about that part of my allotment advice. But generally, you know, back on nice, normal level, motivated and energetic playing field. A bit of a slump, I think, for about a week, but not, you know, just a normal slump. When you, I think, you know, it's going to take a while to develop the app, and so while that's happening, I'm, you know, I could have a go at helping with some of the code, but frankly, Jeff, our, well, Jeff, my fellow founder, but our chief technical officer, is, you know, he's elite. He can do the coding. He can do it well, whereas I'll just make things wrong, go wrong. I'll stick to HTML and CSS, I think. Poppy's really well. She's been out a lot over the field with me and Claude. I've been taking her out looking for rabbits. It's working to the extent that she's very good at finding them and flushing them out, but she's not so good at keeping out the way of my target sights, so I haven't been shooting anything. Because inevitably, if I point anywhere, as I look through my sight, Poppy appears jumping around like a mad thing. So yeah, I'm actually not loading the gun at the minute. I'm just getting her used to being by my side with the gun and holding back until I tell her to go in to flush, and then coming back and sits basically sitting next to me still while whatever she's flushed does whatever it's doing. She's only supposed to, you know, it's rabbits I want her to flush. There's no sense in me training her to try and flush wood pigeons because they're usually up in the trees. Yeah, I've got another kind of burning desire going on at the minute, which prays back to when I was a kid. I was a young ornithologist of the year. I loved bird watching. I still do love bird watching. But more than bird watching, I loved hawks. And I've just been thinking, I've got a hawking dog. You know, her mum's a hawker. I've got the place for it now. We live in the right location for it. We've got a whole huge field to train the hawk over. I'm really tempted to look into keeping a hawk and getting trained in falconry. I think the first step will be to join the local falconry club and see how I get on and talk to them about feasibility and take it from there. So, yeah, not an immediate ambition to fulfil, but something that's slow burning. I want to move towards working out how to fly a hawk. Yes, anyway, before I lapse into more gibberish, I'll just sign off and load this up. Hope you're well, and I'll boo you later.